Okay, so tonight's chapter. Remember I told you the story about Iglioptoron Uberoperon?
Yes.
Who is the crown prince of Jhankalapapolal, which was a star planet way somewhere else in the galaxy. And he was out racing his little star racer that he had gotten as a present. And he was trying to go so fast, trying to go seven times the speed of light, that he blew something in his engine and had to drop out of the light channel. And ended up crashing on Earth. Now, fortunately for him, he landed next to the premier astrophysicist of American science, Dr. Clem Goodlight. And Dr. Goodlight came on and said, "What? What's this?" And when Igglypop, that's what they called him, Igglypop, climbed out of his spaceship, who did he see but this strange alien? But they both make the seat peace sign, which is holding your hand up. And then Igglypop went and got his communicator translator device, and they started talking. Well, Clem Goodlight started talking, Dr. Goodlight, but Igglypop didn't talk. Igglypop sang out of his nose mouth. Because that's how they sang on Jhankalapapolal. So, Dr. Clem Goodlight decided he would just start talking, because he figured that alien, he must have a communication device, and I'm going to give him some words so that I can let him know what English sounds like. So we talked and talked. He talked all about what he did. Here I'm working at Washington Gumption University, and I'm doing astrophysics, and I'm looking at star configurations way out in the galaxy, and I'm going fishing. And then he started telling them all about trout fishing. Oh man, I love fishing for trout. I'm out here in Wyoming because it's the best trout fishing in the whole world. And I'm going to do some more fishing. So this is great. And he talked and talked and talked. Oh, he just talked and talked for 1, 2, 3 hours. It was the middle of the night. He was starting to get tired. Old Igglypop, he was getting tired. So finally, Dr. Goodlight stopped. He said, "Well, fella, I got to get some sleep." And he crawled into his tent. The Igglypop yawned and said, "Which means I gotta get some sleep." And he climbed into his star cruiser, and he climbed into his little spaceship seat and fell asleep. And they both slept and slept and slept and slept. Well, when morning came, Dr. Goodlight got out of his fishing gear. He looked at the space cruiser. Space cruiser looked something like a sea cucumber. It was just like Igglypop, and it was really big and funny, but it wasn't that huge, but it was big. It was big, and it was different. But he took his fishing pole, and he went to the stream because he was going to put in a day of fishing. He took his lunch, took a thermos of coffee, and he thought he'd be having a good time fishing for the day. And he did. Whereas Igglypop woke up, he opened up his beverage dispenser, and he wiggled his hair, tentacles, into the dispenser, and he had a wonderful breakfast of fluids and digestibles. Oh, it tasted so good. Oh, and then he went to work on his engine. Well, man, oh man. Well, now the crown prince of Jhankalapapolal was trained mechanical engineer. There's no way he could take out a space cruiser on his own if he weren't not only a trained mechanical engineer, but he has to be a trained astral navigator too, and cosmological diviner too, and all these other good things. But it didn't matter because he wasn't in the space channel. He was on Earth in the bottom of the gravity well. But he said, "I'll have to fix this engine." So he pulled out his tool set, and man, oh man, you'd love his tool set, William. You would love his tool set. You like tools? Oh, you like Igglypop's tools. Ooh-hoo! And he started taking his engine apart. Oh, it was
what
hard.
Are they?
Well, he's got big, long spanner devices, and he's got consummutimators. Oh, the consummutimator is very good because it's part computer and it's part wrench, and it knows how to take something apart and talk to it. So it talks to the engine, because the engine's, well, in a Jhankalapapolal space cruiser, right, star cruiser, the engines talk to you. That's because the engines have very sophisticated robots built in, and they know what's going wrong. So he took his little consummator, and he stuck it up, and he started working on the engine. And the engine kept saying, "Ah, we feel terrible. Oh, this isn't good. Oh, I don't like this." Well, these are engine robots. They're supposed to be saying, "Okay, boss, ready to go." So he kept trying to work it and work it and work it, and he couldn't figure out what had gone wrong. where the problem was. But the engine wouldn't turn over. It wouldn't start. He tried, rum, 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 rum. And you know what he did? He wore down his battery. Well, you say, battery? What do you mean? This is a Star Cruiser. What kind of a battery? Oh, yes, he did. He had a huge battery. And the battery was in the back, just over the gravitational pull-out motor. Because the gravitational pull-out motor was what pulled him between the stars when he did gravitational slides. But it couldn't do it. He couldn't turn his engine over. He was so disappointed. He finally said, I've had it. He put his tools away. He sat down in his chair. He had a little bit of a snack. He stuck his tentacles into his little dissolverator and took a big long drink. I said, well, I guess I'll go out and see what that alien's up to. And he climbed out of his ship. Well, nighttime had fallen. There were stars everywhere. Igglypop didn't even know that there was sunlight. He hadn't been outside. He thought it was dark all the time. But there was the alien, and he was sitting in front of a combustible entity. Ah! Ah! Oh, no! Oh! Primitive! How primitive! Well, I have to say, on the kingdom of Junkalapalala, nobody had a fire. They didn't make fires. Everything was like technology. And here was old Dr. Goodlight in front of a big bonfire. Ah! Combustible materials! Ooh, 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 ooh! Igglypop was very, very, very strange. Oh, no! Woo! Woo! Clem said, hey! Hey, good buddy! Come on over here! So Igglypop decided he'd brave it. And he took his communicator device and he waddled over. He sat down. Well, whatever, you know, Igglypopians do to sit down. What Junkapalalians do to sit down. He sat down. And Clem said, hey, buddy, I got some great trout here. I've just been cooking them. You like a trout? They're delicious. Well, Igglypop didn't eat trout. Remember, Igglypop had tentacles on his hair. Well, his hair looked like hair, but it wasn't hair. It was tentacles, and that's how he ate. And how is he going to eat the trout? But Igglypop turned on his communicabolibator, and he listened to his communicabolibator. And the communicabolibator translated it to something like, here, eat, good. Well, Igglypop was trained to be polite. He was very polite. He was so polite, he said, sure. But he said it in Junkapalalian, which was, and he took the fish, and you know what he did? You know what he did with the fish? He opened up his shirt, and he opened up a pouch that looked kind of like a kangaroo pouch, and he dropped the fish in. Dr. Goodlight said, oh, well, that's a very strange way to eat. But he wasn't eating. That's not what he was doing. He was dissolving the fish so he could eat it. And he sat there humming, and then after a bit, he leaned over, and his tentacles reached down into his little pouch and started going, well, by golly, that fish did taste pretty good. It wasn't like anything he'd ever tasted on Junkapalala, but it was pretty darn good. He had, and he tried his communicabolibator. And his communicabolibator said, good. Dr. Goodlight said, wow, he just talked to me. He said, good. He said, well, have another one. And he handed him another one. And he put it into his dissolvolator belly, and it dissolvolated the fish, and he drank it again. Oh. Good. Well, Dr. Goodlight said, good, we're getting somewhere. So let me tell you what about fishing. And he talked all about fishing and all about mountains and all about everything. And the communicabolibolator did its job. Well, then they climbed into the tent. Igglypop climbed into his ship. They fell asleep. Well, next day, danger. Uh-oh, danger. Danger, danger. You know why? Because the forest ranger showed up, the park ranger in his truck, and he showed up at the campsite. And he walked up to Clem Goodlight, and he said, hello, how are you doing? Do you have a pass to be camping here? Dr. Goodlight said, I certainly do. Here it is. And he gave him his pass. And the park ranger looked at it and said, okay, you're here till tomorrow. Now, what about that? And he pointed to the Star Cruiser. It was like nothing he'd ever seen. Dr. Goodlight said, that's a friend of mine. His RV broke down. The The park ranger looked at the Star Cruiser and said, "It don't look like no RV I've never seen." And Dr. Goodleg was like thinking hard. He's like, "Well, it's because it's a brand new model out of Detroit, and they're trying to prototype it, and they brought it into these here mountains, and they thought they'd get there, and it broke down, and so they've called back to Detroit, and they're going to send somebody to pick it up tomorrow." And the park ranger said, "Well, you got to get it off this site. You got people coming in tomorrow evening." "Well, yes, sir. We'll get it off the site." "Okay, then. I'll be back to check." He drove away. Oh, you know what this meant for Igglypuff. Oh, no, the park ranger was going to go back and find him, and he was going to be an alien, and then the federal, oh, my goodness, the helicopters would come, and everything. Oh, Dr. Goodlight was thinking, oh, what do I do? Well, at that moment, Igglypuff kind of climbed out of his Star Cruiser and said, And the circumambulator, his communicabulator, said, "What? Huh? What?" And Clem said, wait, you got to come with me. We got to get you out of here. Well, Igglypuff didn't have any idea what he was saying. "Huh? What?" And he turned on his communicabulator, and his communicabulator said, "Help! Help! Help!" But he said it in Junkapalola, so it was like, it kept going like that. And so he knew something was in trouble. But Clem Goodlight was already on the phone. He was calling his good friend, Buddy Lottebus. He said, Buddy, I need help. I need a truck. Buddy Lottebus. Well, Buddy Lottebus was in the trucking business. Sometimes he was a tow truck. Sometimes he was a snowplow. Sometimes he would take race cars from one part of the country to another because they have to go. And Clem Goodlight said, "Buddy, I need your help. I need your biggest race truck you have." "Maybe, but I have one. But what do you need it for?" I've got to get an RV to Washamacumption University." "Oh, but Marie, how am I going to do this? I need it today." But I don't have one. I have to, it's, get it, said Clem. So Buddy Lottebus did. He called up a couple of favors, and they sent a big, huge truck out. So that rest of the day, Clem Goodlight, Dr. Goodlight, talked to Igglypuff. Igglypuff tried talking to Dr. Goodlight. Well, you know, his communicabulator was doing a lot better, and it was starting to make sense. And so instead of Igglypuff saying, his communicabulator said, "My name is Igglyopteron Uberoperon." Dr. Goodlight said, "Iggly what?" "Igglyopteron Uberoperon, I'm from Junkapalola." "No, I don't think so. How about if we call you just Igglypuff? Can we call you Igglypuff?" "Ooh, Igglypuff. Ooh, well, okay. Good. Igglypuff, my friend." And he shook his hand. Well, he tried to shake his hand, but Igglypuff had a hand that was like a ping pong paddle with fingers, and it was big. Anyway, it was big. But he shook Clem's hand, and Clem said, "Listen, we got to get you out of here." Igglypuff said, No, I have to get to space. I have to get home." And he pointed straight up. And Clem said, "You've been working on that thing all day yesterday and all day today, and you haven't gotten it started. It means something big is wrong. We got to do something, but we can't do it here." Igglypuff said, No. Clem said, "Yes." And that was that. The fire went out. Old Igglypuff went into his Star Cruiser. Clem went into his tent. The next morning, he took down his tent. He took everything, put it in his truck, and he looked, and he waited, and he waited. Just before noon, old Buddy Lottebus's truck arrived. And it was a big truck. It was a truck made to take several different race cars. And he said, "We've got to get this RV into your truck." The drivers looked at it and said, "Huh? That ain't nothing like any RV we've seen. How are we going to take that in?" "I don't care. You have to take it in." Well, meanwhile, while they were busy getting their tow ropes together, he looked at Igglypuff and he said, "Igglypuff, you're going to get in my truck." He took Igglypuff and he took him in his truck. Oh, he put him in the front seat. He said, "We got to put you in here and just stay low." And he took his big old hat and he put it on Igglypuff's head, which was kind of weird because he had all his tentacles all over the place. But he put it on his head. He said, "You just sit there. Don't worry." Meanwhile, the big truck backed up to the space cruiser and they put on some ropes and they pulled it slowly into the truck, and it just barely fit all the way to the end. Just barely fit. They had to pull up the end and could almost get it done. Oh, they did it. And then Dr. Goodlight said, okay, all right, we're going to Washoe Gumption University. And so they did. And Clem Goodlight took in his truck, and he took off down the road with old Iggy Pop sitting in the front seat with his big funny hat on, and they didn't care who saw them because they were going home. And they were headed home. Iggy Pop don't know what he was doing, but he was headed with this funny, strange alien. And Clem Goodlight was saying, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with this alien? Oh! But you know what? From that ride, the best friendship in two worlds began. And that's the end of the story for tonight, dear William. I love you the best, and I'll tell it again the next day. All right? Love you, little one.